Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Isaiah chapter number 14, begin in verse number 12, okay? This is actually referring to Lucifer. And I remember, for you Bible students, before the fall, he was known as Lucifer. Before he sinned, before he was cast out of heaven, he was known in the heavens as Lucifer. When Lucifer was cast down and became the devil or Satan, he was no longer classified as Lucifer. There's different meanings, and when we get to the Lucifer means something, the devil means something. They have different meanings to him. That's why he's never referred to in the scripture after his fall as Lucifer. When we get to the study of Satan, we'll look at that. But anyway, I want you to notice, how art thou fallen from heaven? Remember Revelation 12? He fell from heaven. Here it is in Isaiah as a prophecy, or actually looking back, some a morning. How art thou cut to the ground, which thou did weaken the nations? For that, here it is, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the midst of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And you see those, I will. Look at verse number, and that time won't be allowed to read the rest of it. But you get the picture. So here's the question people have. When did this take place? When was he cast down from heaven? When did these fallen angels follow Satan? It's of my deep, deep conviction and through Bible study, I believe that after day six, when God created the heavens and the earth and God created man, and he looked at Adam and he said, remember the first 5 days? You've heard this time and time again, but it's so true. First 5 days when God finished creation, day one, he said what? God saw it and it was good. Day two, God saw what he'd done. It was good. Day three, day four, day five. When God saw all these things, it was good. But when he created man, he didn't say it was good. God saw all he'd done and he said it was what? Very good. And Lucifer saw this. All of a sudden, Lucifer was not the crowning creation of God's created beings. It was man. It was Adam. Adam was a crowning creation of all of God's, Jesus who created everything. Of all the things that Christ created, man was, what's the word? That's close. But anyway, the highest of the highest of the highest. Why? Because he said, let us create man in our image. He made man different from the animals, from the angels, from Satan, Lucifer. He made man so different. There was something special about him. And Lucifer saw that. And he wanted the worship of that man. And so that's when I believe, because we just read in Ezekiel that he was in the Garden of Eden. Did you get that? Remember, I didn't write it. I'm just reading it to you. A lot of people believe that Satan fell between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. They call this the gap theory. How many of you have ever heard this? How many of you never heard this? Okay, if you hang around, I want to get to the study of Satan. We'll go more in depth in this. But basically, between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, they would tell you there's an unspecified amount of time. In other words, there's millions, maybe billions of years between 1:1 and 1:2. And that, by the way, if you research it, that only came about after Darwin. You ever heard of a fellow named Darwin? Who's about the monkeys and, okay. Because, and all of a sudden these real highfalutin scientists say, well, the world's got to be billions of years old and millions of years old. So some Bible theologians had to, well, if it is, well, we have to put the age of the earth somewhere. So they put it between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. And they would say that's where Satan fell. And I like to say this, the only gap between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2 is the gap between people's two ears. There's no gap. It's a continual thought from Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. Okay, so Satan fell at one point, and I believe the Bible is so clear and teaches, because he was in the Garden of Eden. He saw man's created God's crowning achievement. Satan said, I will. He fell. He took a third part of the angelic realm with him. Back to the study of angels. It's interesting. By the way, these fallen angels, they are, in the King James Bible, they are referred to as devils, plural, okay? And actually, there may be a time through this referred to as a devil, where somebody's possessed and talks about a devil inside a girl or something like that, and Jesus, cast out a devil. But there's only one devil, capital D, okay? Only one. Many devils, we would call them demons. I won't get into all that. But anyway, I do have a note here. Let me move on. A lot of people believe who believe that this thing about the gap theory, believe that these devils or demons came from the disembodied spirits of a pre-Adamic race. Have you ever heard of pre-Adamic race? I heard Doug and all of them heard about the pre-Adamic. Have you ever heard about this? This is yes, this is no. How many of you have never heard of a pre-Adamic race? I can't wait. We'll do a study on that. A lot of people believe that there was somebody before Adam. They want called a pre-Adamic race. And then when it's between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. And they just pull this out. And when God destroyed all this and recreated in Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, that this pre-Adamic race, those people, when they died, these spirits were evil spirits, and that's who these demons are. Of course, they didn't get that in the Bible. They got that out of the Bible. Amen, preacher. Okay. And so, but they are not, there was no, Adam was the first, by the way. He was the first. So, okay. Now, when we talk, let me get back on the thing of angels. Some are bound and some are free, freely roam this earth. I mean, even Satan himself, walketh as a roaring lion, seeketh who he may devour. When we get into the study of Satan, he has different dispositions in other different places he could go. There are actually 6 or 7 dispositions of Satan. We'll look at that, different places where he's from there and where he is, where he'll be confined, yada, yada, yada. Okay, right now there's in the angelic realm, the demonic realm, the devils, whatever you want to call them. There's different places for them. Some are bound, we'll look at it. And then some are freely walking about. We talked about that last week about the demonic of Gadara, who we're legion. Remember that fella was possessed by demons, by legion. We are legion and we are many. He cast them into the hog. Jesus cast them into the pigs and they jumped into the tongue. The real thing is demons. They're free. Even today, there is a demonic activity in the world today. I said this time and time and time and time again. I hope this sinks in. Hear it all the time. Satan has really bothered me this week. Hate to bust your bubble. Satan ain't got time for you. He's got bigger fish to fry than me or you. Satan cannot be omnipresent. Only God is omnipresent. Satan is confined to one place at one time. Can he go about? Absolutely. But he cannot be here in Winter Haven, Florida, and be in Thailand at the same time, or Romania, or Kenya, Africa. You get the picture. So how does he do his work, whether it's Kenya, Africa, or Winter Haven, Florida, or in your own home? How does he do that? By his little, I like to call them imps, okay? By these demons. It's a demonic force. And remember, somebody asked me about this past week. Even believers can be oppressed by the demonic forces of evil. They cannot be possessed, but they can be oppressed, ask the Apostle Paul. A messenger of Satan was there to buffet him. And if a messenger of Satan kind of beat up on the Apostle Paul, I would say, at the same time, I don't want to leave the thought, leave it. But every time you have problems, don't think it's some little demon bothering you. Your biggest problem is you in the mirror.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.